Yerupta Mesech de Milo Perak Chamishi Mishnayis Mesech de Milo Mishnalef Hanene Shava Pruta Men Hegdish. If somebody has Hano enjoyment from something that belongs to Hegdish worth a Shava Pruta, so Afa Pishle Pogam, even though he did not ruin the value of that object, it's still worth the same money to Hegdish. Still more, he's over the Yisamilo, left to bring a Korbin, Karen Bechemish, Divir Rebbe Kiva. These are the words of Rebbe Kiva. Some Achronim explain it because the Yisoid of Mila is like the Gzela, like you're stealing from Hegdish. So therefore, if you steal a Shava Pruta, it's called the Gzela here also. If you have Hano, enjoyment worth of Shava Pruta's worth from Hegdish, you're over the Yisamilo. So the Chiddush here is, even though you did not ruin the Chayfa, it still does an Yisamilo. V'chomar m'chom say though, kol dov sheish by pekam, an object that usually gets ruined when you use it, in other words, that Hegdish is losing out the value of it, then the locher is loymo lach yivkum, you're not over the Yisamilo until you ruin the value of Hegdish. There's something that has less like a Kedushas Domim on it, that it's aimed for Hegdish to sell it, and therefore they have a loss from the value. So you're only over Nisamila when you ruin the value of the Chayfetz. Not just use it, but you have to ruin it. Worth a Shava Pruta. You have to have both. You have to have enjoyment and ruin it as Shava Pruta. But V'chol Dov Shein by Pekam, something that does not get used up, get ruined when you use it. And then even the Chom agree, Kivon, Shenen Amol, as soon as you have a Nor worth a Shava Pruta, you'll be over the Yisamila. Kate said, what's the case? Nosna Katla B'Tzavor. Let's say you take a jewelry. You take like a necklace, a golden necklace from Hegdish, and you put it on, you wear it around your neck, or else Tabas Biyod, you take a ring of Hegdish, and you have Ano, you wear it. So, Shosasov, Bekai Shosov, or else you drink from a golden cup that belongs to Hegdish, is Kivan Shenen, as soon as you have Ano, worth a Shava Pruta, Mola, you're over the Yisamila, because these things do not get used up and not get ruined, so therefore you have an Yisamila without ruining it. What's going to be the Lovash Becholik? Let's say you put on a Cholik, you put on a coat, or else a jacket, kisa batalis, or else you wear a talis, bika bekardim, or else you bang with a hatchet belonging to Hegdish, then lemo lashivkam, these things, when you use them, they get ruined up, they get ruined. So if you're only over the Yisamila, if you ruin it also, you have to have hano, enjoyment, plus you have to ruin it, the worth of a Shava Pruta. What's going to be tolash minachatis kishichaya? Let's say you tolash, you pull off some hair from a korban chatas when it's alive, and alachur is loymo alach yifkum, you're not over the yisamila until you ruin it also. And the Gemara says, we're talking about now a korban chatas that's a balamum, that's meant to be sold, so therefore has like a domin to it, and therefore you're only over the yisamila when you ruin the value of hegdish. Kishimais, let's say the animal, the korban chatas dies, so then alachur is kivin shenen amol. As soon as you have a nor worth a Shava Pruta, even without ruining it, you're over the Yisamila. Because now that it's mace, we hold you can't be paid the kotshim lachilum leklovim. So therefore you can't be paid to it. So therefore it's not aimed for the value of it to Hegdish. And therefore, as long as you have a nor worth a Shava Pruta, you're over the Yisamila. Mishneh Beis. And what's going to be nena b'kachatzi pruta? Let's say you had enjoyment from Hegdish worth a chatzi pruta. You wore a beged of Hegdish and you had a nor a little bit, the worth of a chatzi pruta, and then upoga chatzi pruta. Let's say also you rip the beggar then, and you ruined it a chatzi pruta, or shenana b'shava pruta. Let's say even if you had enjoyment from this beggar, worth a shava pruta, but upoga b'shava pruta b'davrachar, you ruined something else of Hegdish worth a shava pruta. In other words, the actual jacket that you wore, even though you had ano from it, enjoyment from it, but you did not ruin it. So in these cases, it's loymol, you're not over the Yisamila. It's harezeh loymol, you're not over the Yisamila, achi yehona b'shava pruta, until you have a norm worth a shava pruta from Hegdish, v'yifkan b'shava pruta, v'dovrecha, the begam also has to be worth a shava pruta. That's a chiddush, that enjoyment and the begam both have to be from the same chayfas. Like you have to wear this beged and enjoy it and also ruin it worth a shava pruta. Now, because otherwise, harezeh loymol. Mishnah says, harezeh loymol at shehen b'shava pruta v'yifkum b'shava pruta b'dover echot. And on Mishnah Gimel, ein moyel achal moyel b'mekdoshim. Usually when you're over the Yisamila, that's it. It takes the chayfetz out to chulin. It's like a pidyon. And therefore, when the next person has anor from it, he's not over the Yisamila. That's called ein moyel achal moyel b'mekdoshim. But usually by Kedushas Domim, it's this way. Ela only behemo klisharis, only by behemo means a korban that has a kedushas aguf, that's a tamimim, that you can't be poyter it, so then even though one person has a no from it, it does not go out l'chulin. And therefore a second one could also be over the Yisr Hano, the Yisr Mila. The same thing by Kli Shoris, also has a Kedushas Aguf on it. Kate said, what's the case? Let's say Rochav Agabi Behema. Somebody rode on top of the animal. Another person came and rode on the animal on the korban. A third person came. Rel Shosa Bekoshosov. One person drank from this golden cup long into Hegdish, the Kli Shoris. A third one came and drank from it. Or else, Tolish Min Achatis, somebody came and pulled off the hair of a Korban Chatis. Or Bochaver of Tolish, the second one came and pulled off the hair of the Korban Chatis. Or Bochaver of Solish, the third one came and pulled off the hair. It's Kulamolo. All of them are over the Yistamila because that's the cloud. But Gdushas Aguf, you cannot be poiderit. So therefore, when you're moiled, the Gdush does not go off. Therefore, when the second one has a nor, he's also over the Yistamila. Rebbe Yemi, Rebbe says, Kol Shein Lepidion, anything that does not have pidion to it, Yesh Boy Molach Amolim. Then you're over the Yisamila one after another. So Chur Rebbe is saying the same thing we learned from Shanatana Kamr also, that the Yisayda something has a Kedushas Aguf on it, and you can't be poyder it, so the Yisamila is not Moitzit L'chulin. So the second and third one is also over the Yisa. So what's the Chiddush over here? So Mura says, Nafkumin Azar, in a case where the Korban became a Balmum and they shechted it. So Shalu is, could you be poyder it right now? Because since you can't make Hamad of Arachas, that's the Machlekes. But Tanakama holds you could be poyder it. So therefore, this would be Ein Milach Emila. And Rebbe holds yes, that since Lamaisa, you, or else the opposite way, Tanakama holds you could be poyder then. But Rebbe holds, since you can't be poyder, since you need Hamad of Arachas, you can't be poyder it. Therefore, there will also be a klal of Yesh Milach Emila. Mishneh Dalet. Notal Evin Oikor Shel Hegdish. Let's say somebody takes a stone or a beam belonging to Hegdish, and the Gemara says we're talking about now the Gizbar, the superintendent of Hegdish, that it's in his Rishus anyway. So therefore, when he just picks it up to use it, he's not over the Yisamila yet, because it's still in his Rishus, like it's still in Hegdish's Rishus, like it was before. So here, Harez Eloimol, even though he picks it up, I'm not asked to use it, he's not over the Yisamila yet. But Nisana Lechaber, when he gives it over to his Chaber, to his friend, then Humol, then he's over the Yisamila. He's the one that was Meitziyit, where Rishus L'Rishus, he's Meitziyit L'Rishus Chulin. Therefore, he's over the Yisamila. But the Chaber L'Rishus, the Chaber is not over the Yisamila, because it already went out L'Chulin when the first one gave it to you. What's going to be Benobis Lechbes? Let's say this Gizber takes the stone or takes this beam and puts it into his house, builds it into his house. So again, Harez Eloimol, he's not over the Yisamila just by using it right now, because it's still in Hegdish's Rishus. And the Gemara says, we're talking about where he did not cut it to size or change the actual make a shinu in the Chayfetz. Because otherwise it would have been kind of a shinu. So he did not make the shinu in the Chayfetz. So, Ad sheyodur tachte b'shava pruta. He's not over the Yisamila until after he puts it into his house. Then he lives in the house and has Hanor from it worth a shava pruta. Then, since he's having Hanor from Hegdish, that's when he's over the Yisamila. What's going to be Notal Pruta Shel Hegdish? Just somebody takes a penny, money, Pruta, money worth of Hegdish. So Reza Lemol, again, if the Hegdish, the Gizba takes it, I'm not to use it, he's not over the Yisamila. He was not Moitzit Mirshus Lashus yet. But Nisan Lechaver, when he gives it over to his friend, who more than he's over the Yisamila? It's called he was Moitzit Mirshus Lashus. But Vechaver Lemol, because it already went out, Lechulin. Now the Chiddush is, what's going to be Nisona Labalon? Let's say he gave it to the superintendent of the Beis Hamerchatz, of the bathhouse. It's like he paid for his fee to be able to take a bath. So the Chiddush here is, Afal Pish L'Rochas, even though the person did not take the bath yet, Mol, just by giving it over to the Lavlon, he's over the Yisamila. Why Shuaimla? Because the Lavlon, the superintendent, has a right to say back to this person, Harei Merchatz Psuchi Konos L'Urachatz, listen, as soon as you pay money, right now you have the enjoyment, you have a right to come in and to use the Beis Hamerchatz. So therefore, even though like you're not really being Moitzim or Shus or Shus, like you weren't Maknetim yet, I would have thought maybe he's only Koinerit after you use the Beis Hamerchatz. Kamash will know that it's cool like you gave it to him right now, and therefore you're over the Yisamila right now. Mishnehei, Achilosov Yachilas Chaveroi. If you eat, let's say, a Chatzi Pruta's worth, and then you give to your friend to eat a Chatzi Pruta's worth of Hegdish. So here you're over the Yisamila. Since you give it to him, you mitzaref to two Achilles. The same thing, Hani Yosoi V'Yanoyos Chaveroi. If you have enjoyment worth a Chatzi Pruta of Hegdish, and you give the same Chayfetz to your friend also to have enjoyment from it. So again, since together the Shav Pruta's worth, you're over the Yisamila. And the big Chiddush is, Achilos, if you eat a Chatzi Pruta's worth, and you let your friend have enjoyment from it, what's a shava pruta? Or else haniyos, so you have enjoyment from it, you wear the begid. And v'achilas chaveroi, you let your chaver enjoy a chatzi pruta's worth of hegdish. Is mistar from zemze, the two shiurim, the two zmanim, are mistar from together, are put together. And it's considered now like you had hanor from hegdish worth a shava pruta, and you'll be able to use a mila. The afilu lezmanim rub, even though it'll take a long time for this to happen, still it's mistar if it comes together. And the Gemara learns this all out from the pasuk when it says nefesh ki simo mol vidashin is double loshin simo mol means mikol makom. Perek shishi, mishnalef hashaliyach shosah shlichusay. If b'shegeg somebody a mashala gave something to a shliach to be moitzi to have hanor from it or to be moitzi mehegdish to chulin, so locher is balabalas balabayis mol. The one that sent him, he's over the yisamila. That's a chiddush, even though usually we know the klal is ein shliach ledvar aveira, but over here by milu it's different. We learn out from the pasuk because they reshava chet chet mitruma, that just like by truma there's a parsha of shlichus, who then by milu also there's a parsha of shlichus. So kids, if you made a mistake, and let's say you had money of hegdish in your reshus, and you gave this money to a shliach to go and spend it, so when the shliach spends the money, the mishalech, the one that sent him, is over the yisamila. That's this klal that balabayis mol. What's going to be the loyos ha-shlichusay? Let's say the shliach does not do what the balabas told him to. Then ha-shliach mol, then the shliach is over the yisamila. Kate said, what's the case? Omala, let's say the balabas says, tain bos liyochim. There are guests in the house. So the balabas tells the shliach, listen, go give meat to these guests. And by mistake, he tells them to take the meat of hegdish. V'nosom lehem kovit. And now the shliach goes, and instead of giving them meat, gives them liver. Or else kovit, the balabas says, take liver. V'nosom lehem bos, he went and gave them meat. So a shliach mol. In these cases, it's considered like he did not do his shlichus. So he's not a shliach for the balabais, but rather he's doing it himself. So by him giving this liver to the orchim, he's over the yisamila. What's going to be, omaloi tein lehem chaticha chaticha? Let's say the balabas told the shliach, give each one of these orchim one piece of meat. Vuom, another shliach, went and told them, tulush taim shtaim, I give you permission to take two pieces. It's like one is considered from the balabas's reshus, and one is considered mine. And the hein not lushala sholosh, and they took three pieces apiece, each one of them. So in this case, kula molo, all three are over the yisamila. The first balabas is over the yisamila, because he made a shliach to give one piece of meat. So when the shliach gave them permission to take the first piece of meat, that's like a shliach of the balabas, he's over the first yisamila. Now the shliach said to take two pieces, so the second piece is like from his daitoi, so he's over the yisamila for that second piece. And the third piece they take, they're taking it on their own, the Yorchim. So for that, the Yorchim themselves are also over the Yisamila. So the kids, it comes out, all three are over the Yisamila. Kula Molo. Oh, my Lord, what's going to be if the Balabas says, Hevi, Hevi, Havei, Minachloin. Bring me something that's on the window. Bring me a Chefetz that's by the windowsill. And it belonged to Hegdish. That Chefetz. And what happened was, or else the Balabas, Hevi, Minachloin, Oi, Migluskum. Or else he says, bring me from this box, from the gluskamo, bring me this chayfetz there. Ve'eviloi, and the shliach brings the balabas. Sa'afo pi shama balabais, even though balabais said, lo'hoi b'libi ele mizeh, I really only wanted to have this one. Ve'evi mizeh, and he brought from another one. Still balabais small, still the balabas is over the yisamila. In other words, what happened here was really the shliach did what the balabas told him. Just later the balabas said, no, really, that's not what I had in mind, like I made a mistake. I told you to take from the chaloin, really what I meant to do was tell you to take from the box, not from the windowsill. Slach was still the balabas's moil. But these are like dvorim shebleva ain't dvorim, and therefore the maisa, what we heard was you did the shlichus of the balabais, for that you're over the yisamila. That is called shlichus, the balabais is over the yisamila. Av lemomla, let's say the balabas says, hovili menachloin, bring me from the window. Bring me the food by the windowsill. And the shliach went himself and brought him from the box, or else the balabas said, bring me from the box. He went and brought him from the windowsill. Then hashliach mo, then the shliach is over the yisamila, not the balabais, because this is not considered. You did your shlichus. So when you do not do your shlichus, then the shliach himself is over the yisamila. If he's neno, I'll be moitzi dover shel hegdish luchulin. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. What's going to be sholach b'yad chereshoit v'kotim? Let's say a balabas sent money that by mistake he took money of hegdish and he sent it with a cheresh shaitz v'katan to the storekeeper to pay his bill with it. So Kitzur, the Bala boss took this money of Hegdish b'shoigeg, and he sent it biyad cheresh shaitz v'katan, a deaf, a dumb person, or a fool, or a katan. Now, imosu shlichusay, if they did what the Bala boss told him, they took the money to the chenveni, they took the money that the Bala boss told them to take to the chenveni, then Balabai Yismoel, we say a klal of Yeshlich is over here, and therefore the Balabas is over the Yisamila. Even though usually a Chereshet of Kot is not Lav B'nei Shlich is Ninu, but over here the Pshat is, since they did what the Balabas wanted to, and he was Nich, he was happy with what they did, so here it's only a simple action, it's a Maisa, an action of taking this money and being Maisiyat, giving it to somebody else. So since the Balabas is happy with what the action of the Chereshet of Kot did, that's enough for the Balabas to be over the Yisamila. What's going to be the lo yosa shlichusay? Let's say the Chereshet of Kohen did not do what the Balabas told them to do, that they took different money, they didn't take the money the Balabas told them to, so then even though by mistake they themselves took the Hegdishtik of money, the Chereshet of Kohen, and they were Maitzid, they gave it to the Chenveni, so they are not over the Yisamila, because they're a Chereshet of Kohen, they're potter. And therefore, Hachenveni Moel, therefore the Chenveni, the storekeeper, when he uses this money and spends it, then he'll be Maitzi Lechulin, and he'll be over the Yisamila. But the Baal Bos is not over the Yisamila because they didn't do what he wanted. The Chereshet of Kot is not over the Yisamila because they don't have Das. Their Bechal is not called Hoitzor. Just when the Chenveni later takes and spends the money, he'll be over the Yisamila. Now, what's going to be though, Sholach Biyad Pikech? Let's say the Bala boss sent the money, Biyad Pikech, a normal person. So, there's a klal of Yeshlich Dvar Veira. So, if he does his shlichas, then the Bala boss is small. But what's going to be, V'niskar Achshle Higi Yetzal HaChenveni? Let's say the Bala boss realized that Oyvei, he told the shliach to take Hegdishtik of money. At the beginning, he was a shaygi, he didn't realize it. But now, before the shliach went and spent the money, or gave the money, the Balabas now realizes that what he did, so the Balabas really now is amazed. So the locher is, ha-chenveni mol kishiyotzi. So the locher is now, the chenveni is over the Yisamila, not the Balabas. Because since the Balabas is amazed, so v'yenene mena hegdish b'mezid, it's not yotzel chulin. You're not over an Yisamila, you have to bring a korban. Therefore, it still has kedusha on it. And therefore, the chenveni, when he goes to use it, he's moitzi at b'shoigeg, he'll be over the Yisamila. And the Gemara says the reason why the shliach is not over the Yisamila, because talking about he's also amazed, he also realized what happened. So therefore, both the Balabas and the shliach is not over the Yisamila, but rather only the chenveni is when he spends the money. Now the Mishnah says, l'v'keitzad yasa, what's an eitzah, what should the Balabas do? In this case, l'chatchila, when he finds out that oyvei, he sent the money of Hegdish to be spent by a chenveni, he told the shliach to take it. So before the shliach gives it, like what should the Balabas do to stop the avera from being taken place? So Mishnah says what he really should do is noita prut, let him take another prut of money, or kli, or else an object. V'yayim, let him say like this, that pruta shel hegdish, b'chol mokem shi, m'cholel asalzeh, wherever that prut of hegdish is, it should be m'cholel on this money. Shehegdish nifta b'kesef or b'shova kesef, that's the klal. You could be paid hegdish with kesef or b'shova kesef. But since you paid the rig, you're taking off the kedusha, so when it comes out, when the chenveni receives the money, he's not receiving moel shel hegdish. So therefore, the chenveni will not be over the Yisamila. This is the eitzah how to do it. The Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be nosan loy pruta? Let's say a balabos gave his shliach a pruta, which came out to be moel shel hegdish. And Omaloi, the Balabas said to the shliach like this, Hovali b'chetzia neiris or b'chetzia psilis. I want you to buy me from this pruta a half of it, a chatzi pruta should be worth of neiris. That's a kli cheris cups that you put inside it, the oil and the wicks. And the b'chetzia psilis, half of the money, half of the pruta she should spend to buy me wicks, buy me psilis. Now the shliach went, b'holach b'heviloi b'kulu neiris. He spent the whole pruta to buy these cups. The Kula Psilus, he spends the whole pruta to buy these wicks. So in this case, he is not over the Yisamila, because he didn't do a shlichus worth a sheva pruta. Or else, let's say the Balabas told the shlich like this, Haveli bekula neris. I want you to spend the whole pruta to buy me these neris, these cups, earthly cups to put the oil in. Ay bekula psilus. The balabas said, spend the whole pruta to buy me wicks. Now holach the shliach went for haveli bechetsim neris and bechetsim psilus. So lochri shneim loy molo. In all these cases, both of them, not the shliach, not the balabas, is over the yisamila, because the shliach only did the shliachas and half of a pruta's worth. So for half of a pruta, the mishalach should be chayiv. But half a pruta, there's no din mila. Mila has to be nena mishav a pruta. And the wood in the shliach also was only nena, was maitzi a chatzi pruta. So therefore, shneim enam amoylim, neither of them was nena from hegdish worth of shav a pruta. Abba, what's going to be? In mamaloy, if the balabas told the shliach, haveli bechetzi of neiros mimakam pleni, I want you to spend a half of a pruta to buy me these cups to put oil in from this place, and then with the other chatzi pruta to buy me wicks from another place. Then hashliach mol. That's how the shliach went and did the opposite. He bought the wicks in the wrong place and he bought the cups in the wrong place. So it's not called the din shlichas at all. Therefore, the ma'isa, the mashalach is potter, but the shliach is chayiv, because the shliach was mitzi a shabbat pruta's worth of hegdish. Mishnah Dalet. What's going to be nosan loy shtei prutas? The balabas gave the shliach two prutas. Omle told him like this: Havli esrig, go spend these two prutas and buy me an esrig. And it came out the money was hegdish tikkun money, belonged to hegdish. Now, beholach the shliach went behavle beprut esrig. For one prut he spent and bought him an esrig. So her one prut is worth, he did a shlichus. Over prut the rimon, the second prut he had, he bought a pomegranate. So Tanakama holds shnei molu, both are over the yisamila. The balabas is over the yisamila because the shliach did a shlichus, at least with a shava prut is worth. So the balabas was nene from hegish a shava pruta. And then the shliach did his own inyan, also worth a shava pruta, without the din shlichus. Therefore he's also over the yisamila. Rabbi Yudah says no. Balabayis lemola. In this case, the balabas is not over the yisamila. Shuaimla, because the balabas has a right to say, Esri gadol leyisim avakish. Know what I want you to buy me? I gave you two prutis. I meant to buy two prutis worth of an esri. So even though you got a nice size for one pruta, but if you would have spent the two prutis, you would have given me a bigger one, and that's what I wanted. Now the vaseli cut them around. What you brought me back was a small one and a bad one. Therefore, it's not called you did my shlichus at all. Therefore, the balabas is not wrong. Same aloch, what's going to be nosan le dinazov? He gave him a golden dinner. Omla, you told me, hobbly chola, go bring me a shirt with it. Volach the shlich went veivile b'sholosh. He spent three dinrei kesef, which is half of a dinazov. A dinazov is six dinrei kesef. So he spent three dinrei kesef cholak to buy a shirt, and b'sholosh talis, the rest of the three prutas, he's in three saloyim. He went to buy a talis. Saloch again, nishnei malo, tanakam holds both of them are over the yisamila. The shlich is over the yisamila because he was moitzi three din resolve for his own purpose. The balabas did not tell him to buy a talis. But the balabas is also over the yisamila, because he spent the three dinrei kesef to buy him the cholok that he wanted. So therefore, they're both over the yisamila. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda, why me? Bal habayis leimol. The balabas is not mol these cases. Shuaim, because he has a right to say to him, cholok god liyisum avakish. I did not want this. I wanted one good suit. And if he would have spent the whole dinrei zov on it, it would have been a much, much better suit. And now you only got me half of it, or even less than that. They really caught them variety. You bought me a small and bad one. Therefore, it's not called the shliach, did the shlichas at all. Therefore, the balabas is lay mol, just the shliach. Mishnehei. Hamafkid moyit eso shechoni. A balabas takes his money. He thought it was his own money. It came out really was moyis of hegdish. And he gave it to the shechoni. That's a money exchanger. So it depends. In Sarurin, if the balabas gave them a closed, tight, sealed bag of money, then lo yishtamash bem, the shechoni has no right to use it. Lefikor, therefore, im hoitzi mol, when the shechoni takes and opens and uses the money, then the shechoni is over the yisamilo. But the Balabas is not over the Yisimila, the fact he gave him the bag of money, because since it was tied up, it's not aimed for the Shechana to use it. So it's not called like he was Moitzi, the Moish of Hegdish, therefore there's no Yisimila until the Shechana actually takes it and uses it. What's going to be though in Mutar? Let's say the Balabas gave him an open bag of money, then Yishamash Ben, then the Lachar is the Shechana, has a right to use that money, because the money exchange always needs money to exchange money. Therefore, lefikach, therefore, moitzi loimol. If the, well, when the shechani is moitzi, it is not over the yisamila. You know why? Because the balabas was already over the yisamila. Because when the balabas gave it to him, it's like he was moitzi it. Therefore, it's yotz lechudim, and therefore the shechani is not over the yisamila later when he uses it. What's going to be though, eitz balabayis, one balabas gave his money to another balabas to hold for him, so then ben kach lo yishtamash bem. Whether the bag is open or whether the bag is still tight, closed, still this balabas has no right to use the bikadim. The figure there from hoitzi mol, therefore later if the balabas uses the money, then he's over the yisamila. But not the first balabayis, because it was not given to be used, it's not called hoitzo. What's going to be a chenvini? Let's say the balabas gives his money, or he thought it was his money, really it was money shel hegdish, he gives it to the storekeeper. So, kebalabayis divrei Rabbi Meir, may hold divrei Rabbi Meir, he has the same halacha like the balabayis, meaning to say that he has no right to use the money, and therefore the balabayis is not over the yisamila, just the chenvini would be over the yisamila when he uses the money. Reb Yudua in Menok Yishochani, that chenvini is like Yishochani, because he also needs the money sometimes. So if we give him an open bag of money, it's considered like he has the right to use it right away, as if you'd be moitzi it. Therefore, the first balabas would be over the yisamila by giving it to the chenvini. Again, if it was an open bag of money. Mishnevov, pruta shel hegdish shenoflo techakis. Let's say one pruta of hegdish fell into your wallet that had a lot of money there of chulin. So the chure, it's a shal of its bottom brave or not. Oishoma pruta bekis ze hegdish, or else the person says one prut in this kiss should be hegdish. The lachar is kiva and shaitzis or rishon. As soon as you use the first pruta, is mol, you're over the yisamila divrei Rabbi Akiva. In other words, first of all, he holds that this prut is not bottle brave, the prut was there. And secondly, he holds that yechayev enoshem toli by the yisamila. Therefore, the first pruta that you use, even though it's not for sure that's the pruta shel hegdish, maybe it's the pruta shechulin, but I call upon him, it is a suffix. And that's your beauty, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita, that on a suffix Issa Mila, you have to make the carbon Asham, you have to make the carbon Asham Tali. However, the Chacham Moimin, the Chacham say no, Cheyotzi es Kolakis. They all know there's not an Issa Mila, because they hold Min HaSafik, there's no carbon Asham Tali by Issa Mila. So if you're only over the Issa Mila, for sure you used all the money in the Kiss. Then we know for sure you had a no of a shava fruit is worth of hegdish, therefore you're over the yisamila. But Moide Rabbi Kiva would agree that the Omer, where the person that says pruta min hakis shel hegdish, he speaks to Klil and he says that a pruta in this kis should be hegdish, and the Gemara comes out that really what he meant to say was lo yifto kis zeh min hegdish. It means to say I should not finish up all the money without having one hegdish. So if you say a lashon like that, then he also agrees shumaitzev ahelich. You're allowed to spend all the money, and you're not over the yisamila. Atchiyotis kol hakis until you spend all the money. When you spend all the money, that last pruta, that's like the one that has a din hegdish on it. That's the one you're over the yisamila. So since he said a lashon like this, that pruta min hakis ze hegdish, which means to say like the last one of the kis should be hegdish, then you're only over the yisamila when you spend all the money. Yeslika Mesechta Mila. All right, we'll stop here.